Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Joy 94.9.
We've got Bear in the studio. Thanks for joining us.
Hey. Yes.
Working. No. Okay, there we go. It sounds like it's working. Hi, guys.
Working out. There we go.
Thanks for having me.
Hey.
Now, you're a bear. Woof, grr.
That's right.
Mm. Are you like a gay bear?
Yeah, my chest is like completely like this huge carpet of hair.
Oh, this is a visualizing. Yeah, so don't swerve. Mm. Don't pull it.
That's where I got the nickname.
Oh, okay. You look more like an otter to me.
He's quite slim.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so
for a bear.
I know. I'm trying to. I gotta work on that a bit, maybe.
Cool. So, Bear McKinnon, your band, your music name is Umlaut.
Umlaut. Yeah.
Umlaut.
Umlaut.
Yeah. Okay. I actually Googled this, and all I got was German.
Yeah, there's a few different umlauts, I think, in different regions of the world. And it's funny because somebody gave me... Anyway, so there's a bunch of different umlauts, like death metal bands in Norway or whatever, another kind of band and whatever else. And then in Australia, we're the umlaut in Australia. And I didn't realize when we sort of got the name that that was going to be a situation, but it's sort of funny in... in hindsight, anyway.
What does it mean, though?
It's a reference to the two dots above the A, like the way I spell my name.
Oh,
Bear.
Yeah, yeah.
It's B A umla R, which is the two little dots above.
Oh, is that what they're called?
Like in the name Saeed.
So it's sort of it's a phonetical instruction basically on how to say that. But I, having said that, I wouldn't know like okay, well how do you say it if it's over an E or an I or O or U or whatever. But so it's this, and it comes from this German. Bärchen, which means little bear, which was a nickname I got from my older sisters when I was tiny. And bear is just sort of a shortening of the German Bärchen, which my mom is German, so that's where that comes from. And so the umlaut was an idea that a friend of mine, Dan Toner, one time Melbourne musician, shout out to Dan Toner.
Hey, Dan.
Anyway,
big fan of the show.
He sort of suggested the name. He was like, "Hey, I got a great name for your band. It should be umlaut or whatever." And so we went with it. But I'm thinking I might change it to the Clintonicas, sort of a nod to the Veronicas. Because umlaut's getting a little stale, maybe. So we might. I think I'd just go with the Clintonicas because Clinton is my actual birth name, given name.
You have a real name.
I know. There's so much trivia. Stay up.
My
here, keep up.
Everybody
keep
knows.
Up.
Let's write that down.
So quite a journey.
Obviously, by the sounds of your voice, you are not from here. You are not one of us.
No, I'm Canadian.
Are you actually
Canadian? Why are you laughing? No, yeah. Now that a certain person's in a certain office, I've gone Canadian.
Oh, that's a really
I'm from California,
idea.
But I'm like, I'm just one of the few people that I'm like, no, I'm going full Canadian. So... Blame Canada. It's not even a real country. Anyway, I'm Northern California. So
amazing. Yeah. So when did what inspired you to start doing music? When did it all start for you?
Probably Bee Gees, Staying Alive. Because I'm sort of dating myself here. Literally, I'm taking myself on a date tonight.
I was going to say, that's what I do.
That's really horrible to laugh at my own jokes. But no. I
also do that.
78, I think, Staying Alive, Bee Gees.
Yeah.
I can remember just loving that. And that was probably, but that was more for the dancing thing. I used to, it was probably Donnie and Marie, 70s TV show, The Osmonds. Anyway, that's another weird.
And they called it Puppy 70s. Love, yeah?
Yeah, so, but I took clarinet lessons. I was given a clarinet, handed down a clarinet, and then from my older sister who didn't continue playing clarinet, and then it turned into saxophone, and I sort of took up drums, made up a little makeshift drum kit, then my mom finally got me a drum kit, and... Yeah, then next thing I met the guys who I would later play in a band with at university, Mr. Bungle, which features Mike Patton, the mighty Mike Patton, as I drop shamelessly his name, who has a new band, Dead Cross, that he's touring with right now. Anyway, he did the vocals. He sort of did a guest vocal spot. He's just just one of the most incredible vocalists in the world, and he sort of did us the honor of singing vocals for the one of our tracks, Atlas Face, which is on our sort of debut album for Umlaut. And I'm here on behalf of Fed Square Live. And
which is happening throughout August, yeah?
Every Thursday night.
Wow.
I think 7 p.m. onward. It's free, just beautiful kind of like thing to do and sort of winter night. It's winter, right? I always get the seasons mixed up.
But today's lovely. So
We're in Melbourne. Look, it just tells me that it's every Thursday night. It just says be there on Thursday night.
Yeah, ACMI bar and
in the square.
The Acme bar. That's right.
Yep.
So that's Fed Square Live. Come down to Fed Square. Come down to CBD. Check us out on the 31st. I think we play. And Kaz Keck was hugely helpful in making this happen today. And a shout out to Jerry LaFerla, Angus Leslie. And everybody at my Bentley sort of burrito delivery service down there that I work with for my day job, Chip and GT and Robo.
My mom,
my designer, my stylist, my guru, my tarot card reader.
So if I pop along on to Fed Square Live on the 31st of August to hear you play, what might I hear?
Well, hopefully the track that's queued up is Atlas Face.
Okay, let's have a listen. This is Atlas Face. Is that right? Is that what it's supposed to sound like?
That's not it. That's the modern remix.
There we go. Let's try this one.
There we go.
Dean's remix.
You're enjoying. Dean's flashing on the screen is such a
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.